I'm beginning to think that I really enjoy these early morning videos. It's kind of nice. Still dark out. It's 4:30 locally, and I get up and putz around a little bit, grab a cup of coffee, and sometimes it's when I feel like sharing. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my journey against food addiction. I waited a few weeks because a few weeks ago, I made a pivotal decision that I was going to break free from this addiction once and for all. I could not take it anymore. For years, I've been in a battle with food addiction. It's a tug of war between that instant gratification, momentary indulgence, and lasting wellness. It's a journey that I know a lot of you know too well. Every day feels like a skirmish in an ongoing war. Did you know breaking free is possible? Each struggle, each moment of temptation is an opportunity to reaffirm your commitment to health and vitality. That belief, bolstered by my recent resolve, was put to the test in a particularly challenging encounter recently. I encountered a very, very familiar foe, the intense craving. As my day's energy began to dip, oh man, so did my resolve, I found myself in the kitchen, ground zero for temptation. The cabinets, they were calling my name, throbbing with the pulse of every sweet and savory treat tucked inside, each one whispering my name. The struggle was palpable, almost like a physical weight pressing down on my shoulders. The desire for a quick fix, a sugary snack to soothe the slow drag of the afternoon, it was intense. You know, I reached for the cabinet handles, my hand hovering there. That was the barrier between me and this little bliss of indulgence. But in the thick of the battle, I paused. A shift in perspective was needed, a return to the principles that we champion every single day at River Zen. Qigong, with its fluid movements and deep breathing, came to mind. That's a practice of calm, control. I practice it. I teach it. I highly recommend it. I took a step back from those kitchen cabinets, rolled out my mat, which was kind of like an island in this ocean of temptation. I stood on it, feeling the ground underneath my feet. I began to breathe. With each breath in, I drew strength. With each exhalation, I released the grip of those cravings. As I moved through my forms, my hand traced the air, intention, pushing away the hunger for empty calories and drawing in a nourishing energy. You know, these gentle motions, they're like a dance with my desires. They acknowledge their presence, but we're choosing a different partner. As I did this, the cravings began to recede. Their voices were drowned out by the rhythm of my movement and breath. It was as if each gesture helped to quiet the noise of immediate gratification and amplify my inner balance and peace. I ended my session, but the practice stayed with me. I had not just resisted a craving, I had transformed it into an opportunity for growth. There's a great joy in this. It's a reminder that body and spirit often know what we need better than we do ourselves, better than those momentary whims. As the day closed, I didn't reach for a treat, I reached for a pen. I wrote about the experience, about the realness of the struggle, and let me tell you the beauty of overcoming it. For anyone reading this, you know the path isn't always smooth. But it's one step at a time, one breath at a time, one movement at a time. My session drew to a close. In the aftermath, I had this feeling of comfort, and I didn't need treats. Actually, I needed a pen to write the words of my journey. I wrote of the struggle, the allure of temptation, and the profound satisfaction I found in overcoming it. This is a testament that our path may be really tough, but it's also ripe with victory. These victories are measured in breath taken, movements executed, and choices made. That day was a testament to this. Guided by my practice, I found joy not in the foods. I denied myself. but in the actions I embraced. In this seemingly small yet significant movement, triumphs. Triumphs are the essence of an ageless life and vibrant life. As the night took hold, so did a deep sense of achievement. This affirmation of strength, this feeling, is what I want to convey to you. I can navigate through cravings, storms of cravings. I'm confident you can do the same. The power to break free from food's grip is within you. Remember, the true measure of your journey isn't found in the cravings, but in your dedication to wellness that withstands them. Every moment of discomfort you face and conquer is a step towards resilience. You're not just capable, you're formidable. And more importantly, you're not journeying alone. I'll tell you, I have lost all cravings for bad food. It's been 2 months since this happened. And those cravings are gone. I look at bad foods and I have no interest. You can achieve the same thing. Just hold fast to your practice. Believe in your incredible potential. Work with us. I'm more than willing to help you. We're everywhere. We're on X. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. And we have our site, movewellstayhealthy.com, that is geared to support you. Be part of the community. Come in there. Join us. We have that set for $7 a month, and there is so much going on in there. We are so excited about it. We'd love to have you join us. We'd love to work with you there. That's over at movewellstayhealthy.com. Until I talk to you next time, may you move well, stay healthy, be happy, and destroy those cravings next time they come. In fact, once you destroy them, just embrace your health. Choose health over cravings. Hey, I'll talk to you soon. Have a great, great day.